as well, and it was just so Thornsea that Dad went in, because every shop had a van in the village, basically. Well, Spencer's never had a van, they didn't.
There was a van most of the days, but I think there was a van every day. Well, Brosie was on Monday, and Esson's van was Tuesday, and Jimmy Doyle was Wednesday, and Robertson was Thursday, and Esson was again on Friday, and Jimmy Doyle was again on Saturday.
I used to go out on a Monday morning to South Parish, take my piece bag with me, and go out when Dad would deliver the feed, and he used to take me out then, and then I would get tired, and I used to sleep on a coil of rope on the floor coming home, and then lying and rolled up in the rope.
Things we needed. They would have beef that wasn't very good. There was no fridges or deep freezers. It was a bit smelly sometimes. And they used to carry paraffin. It was in a tank on the outside of the van. And the van man would come out and he would fill up your flask of paraffin, and then he would go back in the van, and the cookies was in a box. He would put your cookies in your bag. Hands was never washed.
As I said, the flat back would be the first one. And then Dad had a great big one, so did Robert Rossi, but exactly the same. And that van held an abundance of stuff. Everything. Everything he carried in that van. Including paraffin for your heater. That was in a tank under the van, and he'd to siphon that off then, to fog then. He'd fill that tank before he went out. Some days he'd sit and fill in the oil tank. It was just absolutely packed. It was just a passage in the middle to get through, and that was about the height of it. Everything was just filled, and bars on the shelves to keep stuff from falling off it. And for a lot of bairns around my age, a bit older and a bit younger, it was the highlight of their week to get to the van and have some sweeties, because there was nothing else.
I was a bairn. The vans had rabbits hanging on the back door. There was foreign oil that wasn't clean. It was, I think they'd be gutted, but there was no skin. And the heats and oil was on them.
Yes, there was the Gordon Bruce's hot horse-drawn cart, horse-drawn van. I remember seeing it. Coming down the Blast of Bray, I saw this two lights coming slowly, and the horse came down, and his store was at the on the back road. And there was, after the war, Bill Mudson, the postman, before he was a postman, he drove a van for Hayes, which was in the shop in where the British Legion was. And he was at Bankman's gate one day. My mother was getting messages, and I was in the back. And I was standing there, and this army lorry came past and hit the van and bent this oil tank. And Bill's words was, "Oh, my mercy, he's knocked my hat off." He got out, and the oil tank in his van was mashed. It wasn't a leak.
We didn't often go to him. We left a bag at the bottom of the road. And you and Hamish would get up in the morning and go down and take it up, and you would eat half of the loaf. All the inside out of it.
Did they get a tailing off?
Oh, luckily they did.
Did it make any difference?
No. Just do the same next
week. Yeah. We used actually twice in South Parish. Mondays was Hoxha at night. And we used to get to go that run sometimes to get out with Dad and that and Hoxha run, because it was a short run. Because he did this morning going to Kirkwall and one thing or another on a Monday. And then Tuesday was big day in the parish, because he went to Winnick that day. and then Wednesday was Sandwick and in the Lies Road and Hairston, and Thursday was Grimness, and Friday was Battlesouth Parish but not Winnick, and Saturday was the Up Garth and the East Side and in the Lies Road and round past Sandwick, and Sunday was the band was new on Sunday.
Then there was Rosie's van, Robert Rosie, and then Dool's van. Robert Rosie parked his van across from Robertson's shop, going back inside the Dool's. And then after that, there was Robertson's van. And there was Shorty Robertson and Albert Robertson and James Robertson and Bertie Robertson.
Christmas, Dool's van would be about midnight. And Jimmy Dool was still happy and singing.
And how I spent my 18th birthday was to in the car, going out to the Head of Cleat, because I got a phone call for Dad, where I come and go to some of the houses because he was so late, this was the 21st of December, and get the shopping baskets and tuck it into the van, he would make them up and I would go back with them. So there, that was my 18th birthday. I can remember it as clear as me.